This is JIS News. Coming up, Parliament approves drawdown from Capital Development Fund. Government reaffirms commitment to regional integration and Education Ministry urges schools to set up scholarship funds for students. Details after this message. Stay with us.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund
for Gender Equality.
Now the news. The House of Representatives has approved the drawdown of $1.54 billion from the Capital Development Fund, CDF, to provide budgetary support for the 2013-2014 fiscal year. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips, who moved the withdrawal order, says just under $1.4 billion of the amount will be paid into the consolidated fund. A further $164 million will also be used to provide budgetary support to the Jamaica Bauxite Institute for the fiscal year 2013-2014. Dr. Phillips says the withdrawal from the Capital Development Fund was determined on the basis of the balance available in the fund as of April 1, 2013, and the estimated inflows of levy on interest for the period ending March 31, 2014.
Total receipts would have been $884.263. And the value of the fund as at December 31st, 2013 was $1.258 billion.
Dr. Phillips was speaking in the House of Representatives Tuesday. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator A.J. Nicholson, is reaffirming Jamaica's commitment to regional integration. The Foreign Affairs Minister says the country remains committed to the renewal of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM. He notes that Jamaica has been working actively with other CARICOM member states to identify priority areas and initiatives for enhancing the effectiveness of the Secretariat and community.
We have also stepped up the level of bilateral engagement within CARICOM. We initiated consultations between Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago at the level of ministers of foreign affairs. We agreed to several areas of cooperation for follow-up and collaboration. And Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago will hold further consultations in Port of Spain on these and other matters in the first quarter of this year.
Senator Nicholson was addressing members of the diplomatic corps and other stakeholders at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel in New Kingston Tuesday as part of Diplomatic Week 2014. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is urging secondary schools to find ways of helping students to fund tertiary education. This in light of the recent formation of a scholarship fund by the Cross Keys High School in Manchester, which will help former students pursuing tertiary studies. Reverend Thwaites was speaking at the launch of the scholarship fund at the Cross Keys High School earlier this month. In the meantime, Reverend Thwaites has pledged to match the scholarship's targeted sum of $300,000. One past student will receive the Cross Keys scholarship annually until the fund passes the $1 million mark. And the Transport Authority will begin registering the drivers of public passenger vehicles, PPVs, at the start of the 2014-2015 road licensing period on February 17. The move is part of strategies to improve safety and security in the management of the transportation sector.
When we have drivers who are fit and proper working in the public transportation sector, then we have a greater confidence that these operators will operate in keeping with the guidelines established by law, that they will transport the commuting public in a safe and secure manner.
Communication and Customer Services Manager at the Transport Authority, Petra Keen Williams. Ms. Williams says all operators of PPVs and commercial carriers should renew their road licenses early to avoid prosecution come April 1, 2014. That was the JIS News. I am Carleen Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.